Good Day program, 7 after the hour, Monday. Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap, is here. Some Merry Christmas deals from her later on this hour. Jennifer's going to check what's going on television. I'm in Jerusalem. I'm in Israel this week doing the program, or my part of the program anyway. Richie is in the main studio at our originating network, Radio America, at the controls, and things will be normal. We have a lot of people, stories to tell. Israeli interests, I think, are the interests of lots of people. I'm looking at the headlines in the paper this morning. Here's a story in the paper about a Palestinian Authority minister who called Palestinian workers brothers of whores on Thursday. He submitted his resignation. Now, the reason I tell you the story, I probably didn't have to use the verbiage, but it's a very interesting story in that they haven't learned over here what a lot of people, when there's a mic on, they have to remember that the people are listening. This guy was on a radio interview, and he was done with the interview, and he didn't know the mic was still open.
Uh-oh.
So he was cursing, had all kinds of derogatory remarks about workers, especially women workers, in Palestine. And he claimed that his profanity was directed against Israeli occupation, but in fact it was against Palestinian workers. And so he had to resign. And that's a big story in Israel. And that's pretty interesting. Don't you think that's...
That's funny.
I thought that was it. Isn't that interesting?
You always get these people, the mic is always open.
Yeah, be careful.
The mic's always on. Right. Here's another story. The Tel Aviv District Court ruled on Thursday that a convicted sex offender extradited from Argentina will be remanded in custody for the duration of the proceedings against him. Argentina is there are a lot of Jewish people that settled there. As a matter of fact, isn't it interesting? After World War II, a lot of Nazis went to Argentina.
Yeah.
Former Nazis went to Argentina. And now, and there are a lot of Israelis, for whatever reason, or Jews from around Europe and the rest of the world that have gone to Argentina. They have a big Jewish presence there as well. Some of these things, the Global Index ranks Israel more corrupt. The Israeli public sector is perceived to be more corrupt now than it has been at any time in the last 15 years. The Transparency International Corruption Perception Index, I didn't even know there was such a thing, has ranked 183 countries on whether or not the perception of them is that they are corrupt. New Zealand is the most corrupt.
Really?
No, wait a minute. Let me see. Well, hold on. Let me turn it around. New Zealand, with a 9.5 out of 10, is the least corrupt.
Least corrupt. Okay, that's
right.
More like it.
The least corrupt.
Yeah.
Somalia and North Korea are the most corrupt.
You think?
Yeah. Israel scored a 7.7, and that puts them, exposing the
Now, the where's the
middle.
U.S.?
Yeah.
I'm looking for the U.S. in here. It's interesting because the U.S. doesn't show up in this story. It's all about what's in the Middle East. It's the Middle Eastern, and then the countries that the Israelis don't like. They don't like Somalia. They don't like North Korea. But it doesn't. I don't see anything about America in here at all. Good question, though. We got to look it up. This must be a website. Why don't you go, Roberta? Try a website. There has to be. If it's Transparency International, that's the outfit. Let's see where we do. That's a very good question. Let's see where we do rank. The poll today at DougStefan.com, I'm interested in going to the video today. As a matter of fact, Richie's laughing about my technical prowess. I have two things here. I have a computer that has some information on it, and then I have finally gotten my iPad
to open up
so I can see the Doug Stefan website. And there's a terrific video. The video today is of a 92-year-old former Radio City Rockette who teaches tap classes. I thought at first it said lap dancing, but probably at 92, I'm guessing that's not going to happen.
Yeah, not
I
a whole lot of people
both.
Signing up for that.
Right, yeah. But you don't think people are signing up to learn lap dancing?
There's a 92-year-old that would like a lap dance from her.
I'm not saying that. I think just in general, wouldn't you think, Roberta, would you sign up for a lap? If you could find a place to learn how to lap dance, wouldn't you sign up?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jennifer?
In a heartbeat.
Yeah. I don't need classes. Are you kidding?
She could teach them.
I know.
Okay.
You want me to show you?
Oh. Yeah, I would like you. I think when I get back to Los
Angeles. Hi, Israel, by the way.
It's all right. So here's the perspective. It's 10 minutes after 2 in the afternoon in Israel. It's 7:10 on the East Coast, where Jennifer is 4:10. I'm almost halfway. I'm only two time zones away from being halfway around the world away from you, Jen. You know that, right?
I know. But we're still friends, even though you're two time zones or around the world.
I'm 10 hours ahead of you.
Yeah.
Here. At 4 wow. o'clock in the morning there, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon here. But the technology is so fantastic. It really is very cool. It's a beautiful day here in Israel. Very sunny. Temperature is about 50, 52, 54. Get up into the 60s today. I was driving by as we came down the main highway from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. I was interested. I remembered it sort of. The agriculture it basically here takes up every inch. Any place where there isn't a house or a building for commerce, there's something growing. And they have very rich land here. They grow great produce and pretty much enough here to supply themselves with what they need in terms of, you know, they import some of the foodstuffs, but they have great fishing here. They grow great vegetables. They're known for their fruits and vegetables all around at least the Central European. A lot of it goes to Italy and to Turkey and places like that that are close. I remember as we were flying over, I just sort of woken up as we were flying over the boot of Italy. Because, you know, on the planes now, they have a map of where you
right,
are.
Where you are, exactly. You are
yeah, right, exactly. So I woke up and I was thinking of you, Roberta. The first thing I looked at when I saw Italy, where's Roberta?
Aww.
Hey, so when you were on the plane, who did you sit next to?
Give us the juice. Are there any celebrities with you yet, or are they getting
No, no. The celebrities are coming from Los Angeles. I was on a flight from Newark, I'm not with... I won't get together with them until Wednesday when we take a bike ride around Jerusalem.
Which That's celebrities? Who's going to be there? Do you know?
You know what?
We've decided, Greg Grunberg.
Grunberg is here with his mother,
Chloe from 24,
and Mary Lynn Reschkab is here, I guess, later today.
Couple of stars from the CW,
right? Yeah, and I'll just print them out, and so I'll reference them at any point. If people are curious about that. I just think it's kind of a neat thing. What I will share with them, because none of them have been here before, is my prior experiences, and then I want to know what theirs are about. Jennifer, what's the furthest away from Los Angeles you've been on any trip? What's the furthest away?
I think, Italy. I've been to England, I've been to Germany, Italy, and France.
Roberta, how many times have you been to Italy in your life?
Oh my gosh, I've lost count. You know, well over 24.
Yeah. Is that the farthest away you've been?
No, I've been to Hong Kong and Thailand and China. So that's probably the farthest. That's the other side of the world, isn't it? Almost
right,
exactly.
It is. Yeah,
yeah.
It really is. So, yeah. Uh-huh. Right. All right, so Richie, what's the furthest away you've been other than Colombia, where you go all the time with your family?
Colombia and Panama when I go south. The farthest west I've been is with you to Guam.
Right.
And the farthest east I've been is to Italy and Switzerland.
To Italy and Switzerland. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So you've got a pretty good... Do your friends, and I would ask this of all of you, how much traveling do your friends, the people in your circle, Richie, how much traveling do they do? This is a question that everybody who's listening is going to ask themselves. Okay, where have I been, and who do I know that's been to someplace exotic?
It depends. Some friends haven't been anywhere. Some friends have been everywhere. My friend Laura, who we talked to on the show the other day, we went to Switzerland with her. And she used to go every single year. It has been a lot of places. My friends Colin and Stephanie have been all over the world backpacking and whatnot. But then I have some friends who've barely been out of the East Coast here, the Delmarva area. It's just all over. I've had friends who've backpacked around the world.
Yep. And what about you, Jennifer? Your friends, the best traveled?
Probably. I mean, because I do a lot of domestic traveling, a lot more than most of my friends. I would say that my core group, my closest group of friends, and I used to take a trip every year. We did Europe twice. We did Mexico. We did Canada. We did, you know, so we would take a trip a year. But now that everybody's having kids and nesting, I'm definitely the most traveled, I think.
Mm. And how about you? I would think the older you get, the more you have traveled, depends on your circle of friends. How about you, Roberta?
Well, you know, a lot of my friends are in the music business, so they've traveled a lot. I've probably traveled more than friends who aren't in a business where their work requires to travel. But then again, I am the queen of cheap, and I don't pay for travel half the time. So
there you go, Roberta.
I tend to travel a lot more than my friends do. And they say, well, how do you do it? I say, well, I don't pay for it. And if you listen to me, you'll figure out how you could do it, too.
All right, so you can figure out lots of ways to save. The Queen of Cheap coming along in about 15 minutes here on Good Day. A 24, and then 36, then 48. How about a 72-hour food kit? 72-hour food kit. Essential for any emergency. According to Homeland Security, 72-hour food kits could mean the difference between life and death. With a total of 17,750 calories, there's a new 72-hour food kit that provides 9 balanced meals, beverages, and staples, enough to weather a short-term emergency. For example, the emergency of Hurricane Irene, the emergency of the snowstorm in the Northeast, the emergency of the earthquake in the mid-central states, the emergency of the tornadoes, the emergency, you name it. We've had all kinds of emergencies in our country, and so wouldn't you like to have a way to provide you and your family with balanced meals and beverages and staples? FoodSupplyDepot.com. Make note of this. You actually have it at DougStephan.com. You go to the Friends section. Where else is it, Richie, at DougStephan.com?
It's on the front page and right under the featured slideshow with the picture of you in that rotator box there, and then the Friends link. It's right there at the top.
All right, so I've become friends with the folks at the Food Supply Depot, and if you go to their website, foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Stephan, you can get yourself into the swing of things with a 72-hour food kit. They make gathering 72 hours worth of food easy and fun, and I'm going to donate part of the purchase price of these items to the Veterans Research Corporation, which is benefiting the medical research for veterans going on in our country. You can check out Veterans Research Council at veteransresearchcorp.org, veteransresearchcorp.org. So by purchasing from foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Stephan, you get free shipping to boot. You got to do it that way, though. You've got to, Doug Stephan's got to be in there somehow. foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Stephan. Go to foodsupplydepot.com. Order your emergency food supply. Do it now while you're thinking about it. A great Christmas idea, great stocking stuffer, and you're doing two good things, actually three good things. You're helping benefit the medical research for veterans because we're giving part of the money for that. You're helping yourself with 72 hours of food that is extraordinarily good, very good for you. And I guess you're giving yourself some peace of mind. So save some money, get this, and help the veterans. All right? Go to veteransresearchcorp.org to find out about them, and then go online to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Stephan to order your emergency food supply, and do it now while you're thinking about it.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect 1 million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
800-510-8255. I have a quickie quiz.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts $50 and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Show. And that's where I found her. Was on the way to Jerusalem.
Very she cute. Was hanging on a Neil Diamond. Screen. I never heard this song before in my life. Where'd you find this?
It's from the movie.
What movie?
What's the
Road to Jerusalem?
No, the one he did.
A Bob Hope movie.
No, it's the one he did where he wanted to be a singer, but he became a rabbi instead. The movie. Come on now.
Really? You know that movie, you guys?
No.
Come on now.
It's the Jazz Singer with Neil Diamond.
Yeah, the Jazz Singer. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Tony. Tony is my rich over here.
Tony's
in Jerusalem.
In charge, yeah.
Tony is in charge, yeah. Tony's got it. I never did see this movie, so otherwise I think I might have gotten it. All right, so that's good. Very good, Richie. Yeah. The 2020 news quiz. You ready? All right, Tony, see if this is a good question. The significance of Tishrei, T-I-S-H-R-E-I, or Nisan, as it works its way into Jewish life. What is the significance?
T-I-S-H-R-E-I, is that right?
Yes, yeah, okay. Right. Yep, or Nisan, because they're both the
like
right
the car?
Answer. This is sort of like, yeah, like spelled like car. This is sort of like Jeopardy. You can put it backwards. Or forwards, right? So it's and this comes from the reason that I found this. I was looking at a curator. We were talking about where I wanted to go while I was here, and I have not been to the Jewish Museum. I've been to the Holocaust Museum. I haven't been to the Jewish Museum, and in it are all kinds of things that are. Because I'm so fascinated with history, there's all kind, and I'm fascinated with the Bible, and I'm fascinated with the Torah. I'm fascinated with the Torah. Good.
The Quran.
The Quran. Mm-hmm. The Torah is the Torah and the
that
Quran.
That too. That's the blending.
Yeah. We put them together. Yeah, right.
There's
yeah.
hybrids of everything yeah. these days.
We're trying to get everybody together here. Anyway, so there's some great stories about what is in evidence here. There are, and they're going to take me over to one of the places where there's been a lot of excavations as to what happened, what's gone on over the millennia. Now, Richie, by the way, 800-510-8255.
Yes.
On the plane over here, I was watching the History Channel.
Love it.
And the History Channel this month. Well, I'm surprised that you don't know this. The History Channel this month is running a program on the origins of mankind.
Oh, cool.
And it mm-hmm. flies in the face of Darwinism.
Yeah.
Creationism.
Yeah.
All of the, anything that you or I have talked about with regard to where we come from, this program basically sows the seeds of the idea that I have that we came from other planets. You think that I'm off my rocker.
Okay.
This is a history. Yeah, this
then
is
then where did the people on
channel?
The other planets come from?
Right.
It had to start somewhere.
Yeah, but that's not the point of the... Richie keeps telling me that I'm crazy.
Yeah, every time these days we all come from other planets.
We come from other planets. But the History Channel's... This History Channel special basically underscores...
I didn't say you were the
very
only
proviso.
There.
No, right. The History Channel has no value? You're no, always talking about how you watch the History Channel.
I do.
And
I
how
like
good the stuff is in the History
sure,
Channel.
Sure, that doesn't
History
mean
Channel.
I believe it all.
Well, so
I
why
mean,
would
it might
you
be
not,
interesting. It may be fascinating to watch. That doesn't mean I have to buy it.
Well, you don't have to, but it doesn't mean I have to buy your baloney either.
Right, sure.
Under the circumstances.
No, I wouldn't want you to. It wouldn't be fun.
This was very credible evidence
okay.
that we came here, and one of the reasons that they put forth that proves that is that all the other species that have been around for millions of years have not changed one bit, and yet mankind supposedly has changed from ape-like to human-like. None of the rhinoceros hasn't changed, the alligator hasn't changed, snakes haven't changed, birds haven't changed, but yet human beings have changed. Why? Why have we changed and nobody else has adapted? And I think that's a great way of analyzing this, frankly.
It's a long debate that we don't have time for.
Na, 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 for Richie. 28 after on Good Day.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today at an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud Print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. This week at Office Max, save up to $50 on Kodak Hero all-in-one printers. This week only at Office Max. Valid through Saturday, December 10th. Lowest total ink replacement cost as compared to leading consumer inkjet printers.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Stephen's Good Day program. Roberta has her Queen of Cheap in a moment. Whatever you plant in your subconscious mind and nourish every day with emotion and connection will one day become a reality. I don't know that it's going to be today or tomorrow or the next day or the next week or the next month, but the more you think about things, the more they are implanted in your brain and the more likely they are to become a reality. That's why I suggest that you constantly repeat your ideas and your vision and your convictions.
Things like repeat, we're all aliens repeat, from other planets. Repeat. Just keep telling yourself that. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I think that it bears fruit.
Sure.
If you have any brain at all. If you don't have any brains, then it doesn't bear any fruit. But, you know, some of us have brains and some of us don't.
Right.
The way it works. All right. Speaking of brains, our 2020 news quiz question. That's really what this is. I don't know. This is just a quickie quiz. This has to do with the Jewish calendar. Tishrei puts people off. If you consult Nisan, N-I-S-S-A-N, it has to do with the origins of some early things in the Hebrew calendar and during, this is when all of ancient Mesopotamia, which is where we are, Babylon, this is sort of, you know, you remember reading all this stuff when you were in school. Well, that's really where we are. That's where Israel is. The ancient Near East is what it's called. And the name of Tel Aviv comes from the springing into those wonderful months where growth begins. Tel Aviv. Aviv is the month, the first month of spring. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Anybody knew that?
No.
All right. So then Nisan or Tishrei has to do with other things in the calendar. If you know what it is, help yourself to 800-510-8255. The holiday traditions, the office parties, if you are looking at holiday traditions that you think are not a part of your life anymore, you're not the only one. There are a number of things that used to be part of the holidays that are not any longer. We have that list at DougStephan.com.
Yeah,
the
like
number
spray
one,
can snow. Ooh.
Is that on the list?
Yeah, remember the snow and the spray can?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like yeah.
It was the same stuff that Ron Popeil used to spray
sure.
hair on.
Exactly.
It's the same, it's the same stuff. All right, anyway. The number one fading tradition is the holiday office party. Our poll today at DougStefan.com, is there going to be an office party where you work? Richie, you going to have an office party there?
Yes.
I remember when I used to get invited to those. Jennifer, are you having a holiday party at CRN?
We have two, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And one Roberta, formal one and one like potluck for the immediate staff.
Yeah. Roberta doesn't have a staff.
I'm having my own office party with my own staff.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you, yeah. All right. Is there going to be an office party where you work is our poll question today. A, yes, and I can't wait. B, yes, but I'm not really looking forward to it. C, we really already have had ours. D, I don't think they have decided yet, the bosses. E, no, we're not having one this year. F, we never have them.
That's, so you're saying this is a fading tradition?
Yes, it is.
You know why?
Fading tradition. Why?
Legal reasons. Liquoring up your staff and sending them home.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's exactly why.
Really? That's right.
Yep.
Please.
And then getting sued when there's an accident.
Right. Okay. All right. We have the Queen of Cheap now. Are you ready, Roberta?
I'm all ready, Dougie.
What stories captivated the nation?
Oh, that, no, that's not the Queen of Cheap there. How about this?
She's the Queen of Cheap.
Thanks for getting it right, Rich.
Comes to die. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Okay, today we have Merry Christmas deals. I was going through stuff last night. I said, wow, look at all this Christmas stuff that you can get free. So I figured, well, let's just do a whole feed of cheap on Merry Christmas deals. Let's start with a free audiobook download of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. We all know that story, but I think it's a great idea just to get one, and you can even play it in the background while you're putting up the tree or driving or doing whatnot. So free audiobook download for A Christmas Carol. Also a free ebook called A Victorian Christmas. This is from Amazon, so you can read it on just about anything, a Kindle, BlackBerry, iPhone, iPod Touch, iPad, Android, Windows Phone, PC, Mac, whatever. You can download it, a Victorian Christmas ebook. Lots of Christmas music. If you're sick of the same old stuff over and over again, here's some alternatives that you can download free, MP3s. And once you download them, you can just convert them, you know, stick them right into your iTunes if you have that, or just drag them and drop them onto your Android or whatever else you're playing music on. We have Jingle Bells. We have a Chakra World Music Holiday Sampler. We have the Bell Medley, a Christmas Anthem, God Rest Ye Metal Gentlemen. God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
Can we do that? Let's try that again, Roberta.
God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Oh, Holy Night. Oh, Holy Night. Holy Night.
The stars are brightly shining.
Music. You're right.
God rest you mental, gentlemen, and holy nuts. Nice.
Deck the halls with lots of honey. La 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 la.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and two alternatives to Christmas music. One called Mrs. Christmas. It's by Emma the Great and Tim Wheeler. It's kind of funny. And also a one-hour podcast. It's actually hilarious, called Christmas and Commerce. From Ira Glass, you may know the name from NPR, and it's a pretty wacky twist on shopping at the mall, complete with mall Santa Clauses and flirty elves and the whole thing. So just kind of an alternative while you're wrapping packages or doing whatever you're doing for Christmas. You can also get a free personalized video message from Santa for your kid or anybody who is a believer, ho, 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 and 100 free Christmas postcards from Vistaprint. That's with your pictures on them. Just pay shipping and handling. So a whole bunch of stuff to get you in the holiday mood, or give you a couple of alternatives to the usual stuff. All on DougStefan.com.
You okay today, Roberta, or you had a hard weekend?
I had a very hard weekend. I am very tired, and I've had a very tough day ahead of me.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Yes. So basically,
so
don't
much.
Expect much tomorrow.
Yeah, don't expect much from me for the rest of the day, never mind tomorrow. Roberta Fasinelli, the Queen of Cheap, all the deals are there. Queen of Cheap box is right centrally located. It's easy, easy, easy to find. Go to DougStefan.com, and the box is on the home page down sort of center left, if you will. All of those deals, then the cumulative. We keep all of those in there every single day. Go back and find the ones that are good for you. In a moment here on Good Day, we're going to meet an American who lives here in Israel and serves in the Israeli army. That's up next here on Good Day.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
What's the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! gets for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now.
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices good through 12/10.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looked so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
17 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie and Jennifer and Roberta and I, happy to have with us now Captain Eitan Buchman. Am I Buchman or pronounce it Buchman?
Either way, goes Buchman.
Well, the Chicago in you would pronounce it how?
I'd go Buchman.
Buchman, okay.
All the way.
Safe. It's Buchman. We're safe.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, before we get into a conversation of why you're here in uniform and what your story is, I asked the audience, and this is not an easy question. I knew it wasn't an easy question. According to the Jewish calendar, what is Tishrei or Nisan?
I know that they're Jewish months.
Yep.
I could tell you about when they come out, beyond that.
All right, about when they come out. When about are they?
I would guess that Tishrei comes out to be probably September-ish, September, October.
Well, it depends on the when does the Jewish calendar begin?
It's
September, isn't it?
That's right. It starts September, October. It's a lunar calendar, so it's a little bit complicated.
It is. Yeah. Okay. Tishrei is the first month.
That's right.
Nisan is the second month, apparently. Or they can sometimes they both consider the same.
I think Nisan is the eighth month.
The eighth month.
That's right.
Is it? Okay. So a
good milestone would be Tishrei is when the Jewish New Year comes out. That comes out about September, October.
And that's the Jewish holidays.
That's right. And Nisan is Passover, closer to Easter.
All right. Got that? Everybody got that?
That's what I got.
You got that. You're all right.
A little Hebrew school
for a kid
right there.
For a kid from Chicago.
That's right.
All right. So you came over here in the ninth grade. Your family moved over here from Chicago.
Right.
Why did they come over here?
My family have always been very connected to Israel. They used to drag us out here on vacation all the time.
It doesn't sound like it's very pleasant if they dragged
you.
Well,
in the beginning, you know, I mean, when you're leaving, it would inevitably be whenever the Bulls were playing in the playoffs, and that's not a time that anybody wants to leave Chicago. You know, it's kind of difficult to stay on top of the game.
I remember, folks, I'm almost a half a world away, and they're still talking about the Chicago, lousy a team as it is.
Yeah, well, we're talking about
so, back in their heyday.
You follow American sports. What do you? You're now a captain in the Israeli Defense Force.
That's right.
And you went into the service when? At what point in your life did you decide, okay, I want to go into the military here?
Well, the IDF has a mandatory draft, so most people.
But you were in an Israeli. You have both passports. I'm assuming
Israeli
passport, American passport. So you didn't have to join, but you, as an American. Unless you were wearing the Israeli stripes, and then you have to?
It's the natural progression for most people who grow up here. You know, you end up feeling pretty committed towards the country.
Well, I know a lot of Americans who have decided they wanted to come over here to go into the military. They stay long enough, they're in conscription, and then they go back to America.
Right.
But it becomes, it's sort of part of the blood, the, it's not an, it's more ethnic than it is religious. Would you say that was?
I would say there's a huge cultural element
to
it. You grow up with it. You grow up with the uniforms around you, and it feels a little bit militant at first.
Yeah.
You're a little bit surprised.
Here.
To see, that's right.
Yeah.
You're a little bit surprised to see
much
people
more militaristic than America.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a little bit surprised to see people walking around with guns until you realize.
The first time I came over here, which was 2000, I was extraordinarily taken back because when you get off the plane, AK-47s everywhere pointing at you.
That's right.
Yeah, I didn't see that today when I got off the plane.
Now, we've gotten much better about it.
You hide them somewhere.
Yeah, we've gotten a little bit more subtle.
I know. It wasn't subtle at all the first time I came over here. Yeah. So what did you think the first time? How old were you? Your very first visit here was at what age?
I came here first in third grade. I was blown away.
Really?
I grew up in a PBS household. We didn't really get to play around with guns.
Uh-huh.
And at some point, we gave a soldier was hitchhiking a ride. And
when you got here?
When we were here. We were driving around.
And he had a gun.
He had a gun with him. I spent the entire time just staring at it.
Really?
And I remember before he got out, he looked at me, took out a bullet from the gun, and flipped it over to me. And I think my parents weren't so happy about it, but I was...
You still got the bullet?
I still got the bullet.
Have you?
Yeah. I was blown away by it. It was amazing. I was terrified to fly with that. I mean, I was flying with a bullet. Thinking about it now, it's
pretty stupid. Yeah, no, well...
But yeah. You
know, probably what are you going to do, throw it at somebody?
Yeah, I don't know. It wouldn't fly nowadays, I can tell you that much.
No, it wouldn't fly. It literally wouldn't fly. So, you then went through, you came over here in the ninth grade, you went through high school here.
That's right.
And then you went to school where, college after that?
Well, generally, Israelis go to Army before they go to university.
Oh, they do?
That's right.
Oh, so did you not get, how did you get to be a captain? What's your?
I ended up going into a field that's kind of closer to ROTC. I got the Army to send me to university.
Uh-huh. So you can do that here as well as in the States.
You can do that here. Take advantage of as much as you can. You know, it works everywhere.
Yeah.
So I studied psychology and international relations at Hebrew University in Jerusalem, while most of my friends were in the Army, which was also an interesting contrast.
Right, I would think.
It also happened to be during the Second Lebanon War in 2006. So it was very, very strange knowing that your friends are out there in a battlefield and you're sitting there, you know, focusing on textbooks and cute girls sitting next to you.
Did you lose any of your friends?
I have some close friends who were hurt. Mm-hmm. I haven't lost anybody. But, you know, in Israel, it's a very tight-knit community. You always know somebody who has.
What did your parents say when you said, I want to do this? What did they say to you?
On one hand, they were thrilled, you know, mm-hmm. that I wasn't taking part in active combat duty. They were very, very happy about that.
But, I mean, just put the uniform on. Where did they think it was going to take you? Once you put the uniform in, we're serious about it.
Right. Well, I mean, parents like their kids when they get to positions that they can brag about to their friends. So I think they were pretty happy that I was going out to be an officer.
So you went through school and then became an officer. That was sort of the normal matriculation into...
Exactly. It fast-tracks you to officer's training course.
Right. So then what's it been like as an officer in the Israeli Army, as an American kid?
It's completely polarized. It's a very, very, very emotional experience. I can say that when the officer's training school that's down south, we spent 6 months there finishing the course. And when you're standing there on the
down
prairie,
south, I mean, down south at home is Florida.
That's
down
right.
south
down
here
south
is 20
here.
Miles away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about, I mean, it's about a,
an
two
hour.
Hour, yeah, an hour and a half, 2 hour ride down there.
Right. But you're on the border of Egypt down there, aren't you?
We're not so far. Kind of in the middle. Yeah, southern Israel is pretty big.
Yeah. Spread out.
Pretty big by our standards.
Right.
Not pretty
well,
big
that was part
standards.
Of the land that was taken in the 67 war, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And later given in Sinai, and that was later given back afterwards
right.
as part
yeah.
of the peace treaty.
Yeah.
So just standing there in the parade grounds, you know, looking at the Israeli flags flapping in the wind. It's interesting because you stare at it and you realize that you're a part of that, and it's really, really nice being part of that.
How would your life have been different if you'd stayed in Chicago, do you think?
I think it would have divorced a pretty important element of who I am right now, just like this emotional kind of personality buildup. That you gain a degree of maturity living in Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think
you're exposed at a very young age to some things.
May I say it this way? And I thought that I remember the first person I ever met in the military was a young woman who was probably 21, maybe. And she said to me that she grew up extraordinarily fast. going in, and she thought her friends did as well who went in. I think that being in fear all the time teaches that. Will you stay with us a little bit longer?
Absolutely.
All right, we have Captain Eitan Buchman here. It's 51 after on Good Day.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Past the hour.
Rich made it funny.
Rich yeah, did make it funny.
You know, but you waste your funnies. Nobody heard
when
the
we're
funny.
We're off the air.
Now,
I know.
If we set it up on the air,
we weren't talking
it
about it on
the
air.
The same zunk as this does. All right. Richie and Jennifer and Doug, Captain Eitan Buchman. Eitan. It's E-Y-T-A-N. Could be Eitan or Eitan.
Go either way.
No, I want to do Eitan. Yeah, I understand. So you're in the Israeli Defense Force. They have what? They have Army. What are the different branches of the service here in Israel?
We have Army, Air Force, Navy. You know, those are the three standards.
So you get all your planes from us. You get all of the ships from us. What else?
We get pretty much everything, right? We get things from all over.
Oh, do you really? Yeah, where else do you get stuff
it's
from?
It's a lot of technical.
You can't have any Russian guns in the Israeli.
None that I'm aware of.
No. Where do you get guns? Where do you get other, ordnance?
Well, there were recently reports in the media. You know,
this is the guy who's not going to fess up to it on his own.
Yeah,
okay, I'm ready.
There were recently reports in the media about us buying submarines from Germany.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. We cooperate with a lot of countries around the world.
Israelis are buying German submarines. What is there that's folly about? That just seems, it's like, the most prominent
BMW logo
in this country, Volkswagens and Mercedes.
I drove here in a Volkswagen. I'll admit it right now.
Most common cars. And I remember, do you know who Uri Geller? Most Israelis know who Uri Geller
absolutely.
Is. Okay. So Uri is a very close friend of mine. And I remember going to a wedding with him in England once. And we got out of his car, which was a Jaguar, and we're looking around the parking lot. He says, look at all these Jews driving these damn German cars. And I sort of laughed. I looked around. There was a parking lot full. And he said it with disgust and disdain in his voice. It wasn't funny. He was disgusted that the Jews were buying German cars. I said, Uri, it's been 60 years. What are you worried about?
I mean, we had the same thing here. If you get older World War II vets, they will be not found dead inside a Toyota or a Honda.
No, right. Or a German, or a Volkswagen.
Or a Volkswagen.
So. Well,
it's interesting. In Israel, most 12th graders go out at some point during the year to Poland for a week.
To Poland.
Yeah, to Poland. That's right. It's together with the Ministry of Education.
They go to a tour of the camps. You look at the concentration camps. Yeah.
A little bit of Jewish history.
Yeah.
And it gives you a little bit of perspective.
I have not been. Have you?
Yeah, so I was there in 12th grade.
How did it, it's
such a strange experience. I mean, a little bit closer to home right now as far as somebody in the IDF. A couple of years ago, the IDF started a program where they would send... the Israel Defense Forces.
Okay.
Where we would send officers a couple of times a year to tour the concentration camps in uniform.
Mm.
And about 8 years ago, the commander of the Air Force decided to arrange a flyover. It was very, very emotional, having Israeli Air Force planes fly over Auschwitz-Birkenau.
Do you have any relatives?
Most of my relatives got out in time.
They did.
But standing there, and if you watch the airplanes fly over in the videos, you can see the survivors who are there really closing a circle.
Yeah. What does a captain in the Israeli Defense Force do? What's your job?
I mostly flash my ranks to girls to try to impress them.
Yeah, I told you, Jennifer. Yeah.
I know.
And it's the same thing around.
And by the way,
that's funny. I flash to impress people too.
Most of the women in my life that I have loved have been Jewish. For whatever the reason, the exception of my former wife and now deceased, I have at least four very serious relationships I've had with Jewish women. And they weren't Israeli women, but the Israeli women are very, very attractive. I don't know how else to not comment. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Don't creep people out on your first date.
That's why I didn't say go any further. They're just very attractive. That's all. Leave it. So anyway.
What does a captain do? I started my service in foreign affairs.
Uh-huh.
I worked together with foreign military diplomats in Israel and the Israeli ones overseas. And after that, I kind of wanted to crack out and get a little bit more towards the media. I wanted to try to use my language skills and my background to try to connect with people a little bit more. So right now I'm the head of the North American media desk for the IDF. I'm basically the point of contact for any media outlets, U.S. media outlets, or Canadian media outlets.
We got about a minute left. Journalists, when they come here, really have a clue, or they have ideas, but do they really know?
Some of them come prepared, and my job is to make sure that even if they came in ignorant, they leave knowing their stuff.
Yeah. I was taken back when I went to one of the posts. Maybe I ought to do that with you while I'm here this week. I went into an encampment, and it was really, again, all kids.
Yeah.
And they just have they're just with it, man. They're really with it. It's amazing. A lot different than the American services anyway. Well, your story is a good story. Captain Eitan Buchman, originally from Chicago, now living here in Israel and is a captain in the Israeli Army. You got a good story. Thank you for being here. Thanks for having me. Yeah, nice to have you here. 51, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Fast the hour, Rich. Ready for